Audio Paper 4, Mediating Sustainable Cities, Communities Between Digital and Environmental Sustainability.
Welcome to this series of audio papers, Mediating Sustainable Cities. In this audio paper, the two curators of the series, Paola Monachesi and Marina Turco, engage in a discussion and a reflection on some of the aspects of the research presented so far. Communities, the role of media, and their impact in creating an alternative storytelling related to the human-centered sustainable cities.
Isaac's on the track, boy.
Paola, good morning.
Good morning, Marina.
Paola, in your research, you analyze two very different communities, skilled creative migrants and the elderly in the Netherlands. And you look into how they contribute to the smart city discourse. Why did you choose these two groups? And are there differences and similarities between them?
Well, my interest in the elderly has arisen in the context of the EU project GRAGE. The aim of that project was to address elderly well-being in urban context. And in this project, I was leading a research group dealing with technology for green and healthy behavior in cities. As for the creative migrants, well, they play an important role in the shaping of the smart city, I think. I was especially interested in their activities in Amsterdam, also because I belong to this group, being an Italian that has been working in the Netherlands for 30 years. And both in the case of the elderly and of the creative migrants, their discourse on social media had not received much attention. That's why I thought that it could be interesting to look at their communication. And in fact, you might think that those two are very different groups, two groups that really don't have much in common. But my research shows that there are similarities that emerge from an analysis of the topics of discussion that was based on the frequency of the hashtags used. And in fact, I used the same methodology in both cases. For example, you know, we see that there are similarities because they both address sustainability in their communication on Twitter. This is the case especially for a specific group of migrants, that is that of the architects and designers. In fact, I analyzed different categories of migrants, and this group was particularly interesting with respect to the smart city. This is because they're mainly concerned with the economic aspects of environmental sustainability, and they address several topics in this respect. For example, circular economy, alternative forms of energy like wind, solar, biofuel, but also climate change and sustainable development. Some of these topics come back also in the pre-retirement age group of the elderly that I've analyzed. For example, they mention topics like circular economy and the 67 plus group is especially interesting in this respect because they're really concerned with environmental sustainability, climate change, and also its political implications.
You say that both groups address sustainability in their communication on Twitter. Based on the topics they address on Twitter, would you say that they give a significant contribution to the sustainability discourse? And how do they do that? Do they talk about public ownership of data, for instance, about digital sustainability, or are they rather concerned with environmental sustainability?
Thanks, Marina. This is an interesting question, but I think that in order to answer it, we should remember that the data I've analyzed has not been extracted from special interest groups on sustainability or from activists' platforms. In fact, the main aim of this user was to promote their work on Twitter, to share their ideas, to discuss their lives, and to share their world with their network. And this is why I find it interesting and what I like about social media analysis, social media data analysis, because the data I've collected is really spontaneous data. It's data that these users share with others, and it has not been elicited through interviews or focus groups. And what emerges from my analysis of the data of the creative migrants is that the sustainability is a topic of discussion both in relation to work as well as in connection to their private interests. And what one notices is that architects and designers are concerned, especially about economic sustainability, and they are involved in promoting projects that foster social innovation, inclusion. Education, for example, plays an important role, but they also promote maker spaces that trigger inclusion and participation, even though they're not very concerned about privacy or data ownership. At least that was the case when I collected the data, and things might have changed now. As for the elderly, they are concerned about environmental sustainability and interested in nature. And of the three age groups that I've analyzed, the 67 plus group is the one that uses most hashtags related to nature.
This is an interesting finding indeed, because the mainstream discourse is all about young people being concerned with the future of the planet. Very interesting. And are there differences in focus between the two groups?
Well, it seems to me that both groups promote an alternative storytelling with respect to the smart city. Among the creative migrants, there are also those that praise the idea of the smart city, sponsored and financed by governments and municipality. And I think they do that because they profit from the funding made available by these institutions to them. And therefore, they do not question the top-down technological solutions that are pushed by funding agencies. But there are also quite different voices that emerge to promote bottom-up participation and social innovations. So those voices are also there. And with respect to the elderly, as I said before, they're interested in environmental sustainability and nature. And their vision of sustainability is different from older adults, the age group between 55 and 67. Those focus more on the economical aspects of sustainability in a way that is similar to the creative migrants. And almost all the hashtags dealing with sustainability are related to circular economy.
So in a way, the groups and subgroups create different public space rooms that address different aspects of the sustainability problem, we might say. Can we say that the two groups act as political players, that they create a kind of public space through their online conversations? You know, the strategematic actions we talked about in the first audio paper. Does this notion apply here, as it did for Banksy and the Hong Kong Umbrella Movement?
Well, I think it's important to notice that even though we could refer to the elderly and the creative migrants as communities, they do not really profile themselves as such on Twitter. They are individuals that express their views, their ideas. They express those views and ideas as individuals and not really as a community. They do not join forces with others. So they exploit the available space in Twitter that you can see as a contact zone, as a digital space of encounter where beliefs and values get confronted and they might compete for a domination. But I didn't find any expected use of media giving rise to strategematic action. Their use of media is quite standard. And so, as such, they do not shape the space that is given to them in a particular way. They simply use this space in a very straightforward way, common way, maybe.
I see. They don't act within a political frame. Still, it looks like they contribute to the creation of a community feeling. At least the idea of a blend of physical and digital public space applies here. What do you think?
I'm not sure, but at least on the basis of the data I've analyzed, I could see that there is a potential among those users, an interest to contribute to a different storytelling. But we do not see the clear political impact that Banksy's communication or that of the Hong Kong Umbrella Movement had through their use of media. These elderly and creative migrants, they form groups that share certain characteristics, but they're not a community. I don't think they're a community yet.
From your research emerged that creative migrants and the elderly have a different relationship with technology and with the place they live in. You say with Nadler that through Twitter, migrants connect transnational and local communities, while the elderly are mainly involved in local communities. How important is technology in the creation of communities, local or transnational?
Marina, this is a difficult question to answer, since the issues are complex if you take all the details into consideration. It is true that the creative migrants analyzed are interested in technology in its various forms and also in data. I'm not sure to which extent this is the case also for the elderly, because I didn't really look into it in detail in my analysis. But if we consider social media as a form of technology, then both groups are very active with it. This was to be expected in the case of the creative migrants, but I was quite surprised to see that Dutch elderly are also very digitally oriented. They are active internet users and they are very much present in social media. So statistics from 2016, for example, show that 80% of the seniors in the age group 65-75 are online. The situation is different in Italy, where only 30% were online. In fact, at some point I also carried out this comparative study between Dutch and Italian elderly. Creative migrants are quite active on Twitter, and they, as I said also before, they use this social media platform to express their ideas, to promote their work, to interact with others. The data I've analyzed show that they are connected to more non-creative users than creative ones, and this might be evidence of professional as well as private use of this platform. So the two are really much intermixed. On the other hand, this might also imply that their messages will spread beyond their professional network. And this might be interesting and useful. Data also show that they are connected to more people outside of the Netherlands than local users. And this is maybe what we would expect, since those are migrants, after all. Definitely, technology in this form of social media are quite essential in the creation of networks, both local ones and global ones. And both local and international users are in the networks of creative migrants. So they might be able to connect local and transnational communities. And this is really, you know, what I think they are strong in. However, the frequency analysis of the hashtags they use has also shown that they tweet about local projects and they take part in local initiatives and events. So they show that they are part of the local community. They don't neglect it, on the contrary. But they also mention global smart cities, such as London or New York. They feel connected to them. And in the end, what you see is that they propose the Western city as a role model for a smart city, as a role model to press to solve pressing problems of urban problems. As for the elderly, the 67-plus group is the one that makes the most use of location hashtags among the three groups that I've analyzed. The 67-plus group, as I said also before, is the one that use more nature-related hashtags. And also, in this case, they might mention locations related to nature. I think this shows that elderly can have a strong attachment to the community if they're properly involved, and so they can also act as social innovators. And when we consider their relations, elderly also have a strong network, especially within the Netherlands. So they especially have a local network. But, and this I didn't expect, they also connect also internationally, less than the other groups analyze. This is the case also for the other groups analyzed. Most of the connections are in the US. So, yeah, my conclusion is that technology is important for both groups.
You are right, it's a complex picture. But what about the political implication of these networks? Which network, local or transnational, is better in terms of promotion of the sustainability discourse or in terms of setup for concrete action? Is there a difference in terms of the political impact the two networks have?
Well, I think it's difficult to say something about the impact of their networks at political level. And I also think it's difficult to find ways to measure impact, to find good ways. Both in the case of the creative migrants and in that of the elderly, I've been using social network analysis to investigate how these two groups are connected and whether they are connected more locally or globally. This was possible. As we would expect, creative migrants are more connected globally while the elderly are more connected locally. On the other hand, the hashtag analysis reveals connections to local communities in both cases. These communication networks have the effect to create a different storytelling through local participation, and these groups are able to broadcast these activities towards a more human-centered smart city globally through their international networks, obviously a different different degree. I think that both groups in the end manage to exploit the digital and physical spaces that are mediated by their social networks.
But it seems to me that these two groups contribute to the creation of public space after all, even though they do not do so with a clear political purpose. What do you think? Are they creating a space that stimulates political participation on the issue of sustainability or not?
Marina, maybe you are right. I think it's something I should think more about. It might be that this interaction between the local and the global level, mediated by social networks, could resemble a strategic action and might contribute to the creation of a public space. But it seems to me that this space was not yet able to foster the creation of a community with a clear political purpose. But it might in the future. So maybe this is something that deserves further study, especially the creation of communities on social media. I've supervised a very interesting honor project at Utrecht University that considered, among other things, community forming in TikTok. I think it would be interesting to investigate whether new platforms offer new or different possibilities in this respect. In the end, you know, I only looked at these communities in Twitter. Also, it might be interesting to look at the way the COVID-19 pandemic has changed or will change the interactions and the conversations on sustainability.
Yes, I certainly agree with you on that. Well, thank you very much for your answers. Now I'm giving the listeners a spoiler. Paola will explain the technical details of this analysis in the next three audio papers. For instance, she will talk about the relationship between word frequency analysis and social network analysis. She will talk about the use of hashtags and many other topics. Don't miss the next audio papers. Thank you, Paola.
Thank you, Marina, and thanks to our listeners. Ciao.